Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The last 12 months has changed our lives in ways which we never expected. Welcome to COVID Lives, a podcast series that looks at Irish lives during this extraordinary time in history. My name is Gavin Dowd, and I'm going to be speaking to people who have unique and meaningful stories to share about their lives throughout the pandemic. Whether it involved looking out for others, starting something new, or just finding ways to remain positive amidst the doom and gloom. In October 2020, Clara O'Leary set up her own gifting business. At just 23 years old, she'd never run a business before, and she left the security of a corporate job to go out on her own. All of us will have experienced a degree of isolation and disconnect from our friends during lockdown, and Clara explains how this gave her the inspiration to set up the Care Box collection. This is COVID Lives, and this is Clara's story.
I was working at home like everyone else, and it was really interesting, and my job thankfully got really busy, but I definitely felt like I had a little bit more time on my hands, and I didn't feel like that I was using that time productively. So the wheels started turning. I was looking for something interesting to do and really stumbled across the idea for Care Box collection. Like a lot of people, one of my friends was having a particularly tough time, and in all honesty, I felt completely helpless as to what I could do. I was trying to reach out, but obviously you couldn't see anyone at that point in time. I wanted to send her something, but couldn't find anything appropriate. And all I wanted to do was give her a hug. And in all reality, that's what I tried to create with Care Box Collection, is that kind of meaningful and thoughtful gift that feels like a hug in a box that lets you either celebrate an occasion or just let someone know you're thinking of them from a distance, or even day to day. There's so many occasions now that we celebrate, and so many people face tough times on a daily basis, that it's that type of connection you're looking for, and that's what we've tried to create.
What I think is brilliant about your business idea is that lots of people had extra time during the pandemic, lots of people were experimenting, starting new things, trying out new things, but yours was really responding to something that was very specific to the pandemic. Lots of people were in that position where they wanted to reach out to their friends. They couldn't see their friends face to face, and they didn't know a way to, you know, connect with them meaningfully and give them a gift that wasn't just a box of chocolates or, I don't know, something kind of tokenistic, something much more personalized. And that was aimed at, I guess, improving their mental health.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a wide range of boxes now, although we definitely didn't at the start. And really, the idea is to either completely customize one for your friend or take one of our pre-curated boxes. And I suppose we know our friends the best. So whether their idea of self-care and relaxation is having a long bath and putting on a face mask, or their idea of self-care is eating chocolate and writing in a journal and lighting a candle, everyone is different, and we try to cater for that as well, because everyone's idea of looking after themselves and their skin and their body and their mind is so different. But sending someone the tools to do that really instigates the idea of, oh, I should look after myself this evening. I should take a few minutes to relax. I should take some time to reflect. And I suppose a lot of us are awful that it's during those tough times are the times that we're most unlikely to do that.
Are you someone who's practiced self-care over the years? You know, where did you figure out what kind of things people would like in these boxes?
It was definitely a journey, and I spent a lot of time talking to customers and talking to the recipients of the boxes and trying to see what they enjoyed, what they used the most. And we definitely, we try not to fill the boxes with once-off products. So we don't want to fill the box with things you'll use once and throw in the bin. So we use biodegradable face masks. And other than that, it's clay masks or body scrubs, our journal and candles. So the idea is to prolong the experience, and it's not something that's going to disappear after an hour. And it was definitely trial and error. We have a huge range of products now. We've over 150 products for our various boxes. And it's really, like I said, letting people customize it so that it's what their friend wants or their loved one or family member is looking for their idea of self-care. In relation to me practicing self-care, I think also, like a lot of people, I try my best. I'm not always the best at it. And my idea of self-care has definitely changed, particularly since starting the business. But all we can do is our best, and trying to find that balance is really tricky, but you get there in the end, and it's the journey, not the destination, in my opinion.
Yeah, well put. And I think it's something that people have had to find over the last year, particularly people working at home, where your life became your work, where people found, even though they were working at home, they were probably working harder and longer hours than they ever had done before. So they definitely needed an outlet like this. And you describing face masks and stuff like that, that are contained in the care boxes, excuse me for sounding stereotypical, but are these more aimed at females than males, or is it a bit of both?
So they were definitely aimed at females at the start, because I didn't have a lot of business experience going into this. I didn't have the marketing experience. I had worked in retail. I didn't study business in college. So really, I set up the business with myself and my peers as the demographic, because that's what I knew. So what I wanted to do was create something that I wanted to receive in the post, or my friend wanted to receive in the post. And again, because that's what I knew, that's what I found was easiest to create. I have definitely branched out since then, thankfully, with a lot of expertise and talking to people about it. So now we have men's boxes, and particularly for our corporate clients, we do a lot of men's and unisex boxes and couples boxes. But definitely at the beginning, it was geared more towards females, purely because I was targeting my own demographic.
I'd like to talk about your experience of actually starting a business during a pandemic, because you had this great idea. You had this friend who was in need, and you had this problem that you knew needed a solution. So you set up the Care Box collection. But, you know, it's one thing getting a business idea. It's another thing actually doing the nitty gritty of ordering stock, putting it into boxes, sending it out, doing returns, making a website. You mentioned you hadn't studied business. Had you made any business before, or was this your first foray into business?
I suppose it was my first official business. My family would always remind me that my first actual business was when I was 4 years old, and unbeknownst to my mother, and much to her dismay, my father planted 150 Christmas trees in my front garden. Thankfully, not all of which grew. And my first business was at Christmas time, going out with a red money box to my front garden and selling Christmas trees to my friends or family or whoever would buy one. So although it's not my first business, it is my first official one. And like you said, I didn't have the experience that I thought you needed. So I definitely found my perception of starting a business previously was I needed to have marketing experience, I needed to have sales experience, I needed to have a business degree. And although those are fantastic things to have, the idea of them being a requirement, I was very wrong about. I'm lucky to have some amazing business women in my family who I was able to bounce ideas off and look for guidance. But really, I just jumped in. I had done a couple of business modules in college, and I think during the pandemic was the perfect opportunity to throw my hands up and say, I'll just give it a try. And what do I have to lose?
And at any point, were you kind of afraid of failing or that things wouldn't necessarily go the right way? Or was your attitude just, let's give it a go and see?
There was definitely points that I was afraid of failure, but I think my mindset still is that failure is not all that it's made out to be. And the worst thing that happens is I pack it in and try again at something else. And at the start of the business, I was very lucky to still have my corporate job. And I didn't let that go until I absolutely had to, largely because I was afraid, particularly after Christmas, that it was going to get quiet. And I know from retail, from working in retail, that it gets very quiet after Christmas. And after what I had perceived to be a very successful Christmas season for Carebox Collection, I went into January, I had run down my stock and I was very apprehensive about how much I would be able to sell. But thankfully, it went in the opposite direction. I finished January 300% up on December and February 200% up on that again. So it really definitely wasn't what I expected. That fear of failure was there. But I think when you power through it and you work hard, you'll see the light at the end of the tunnel and you'll realize that if you fail, you just try again.
Yeah, excellent words of wisdom. What was your experience of the lockdown, like the last lockdown between kind of January and May? Because it seems like you were so busy that, am I right in saying maybe you didn't even have a chance to think about what was going on?
Yeah, I suppose there was the day-to-day things that I still experienced in relation to not seeing my friends. No one could go out anywhere. But in terms of work, I was the busiest I had ever been. And that was my main focus. So in a way, I'm so grateful because it gave me that time and headspace to put my head down and focus on my business and have no distractions. Although that may seem a little bit controversial, but I was really grateful for the lockdown from a business point of view.
Would Carebox Collection ever have happened if it wasn't for the lockdown, do you think?
I don't think the business as it stands today would have. Do I think I would have started another business in a couple of years, having done loads of online courses and various things? Yes, absolutely. I don't think it would be Carebox Collection because I personally wouldn't have come up with the idea without having felt the need for it myself. So I'm very lucky to have stumbled upon it. But definitely the lockdown is what produced it.
So in a weird way, in a few years' time, when, fingers crossed, you'll have grown this business further and further, and it could be national or international, you might look back at this time period as having really been great for you, as it having given you the time to develop the idea and given you the space to set up your own business.
Absolutely, and I already do. I do think it's really important, though, to recognize that there are positives and negatives to everything. So although it was a fantastic period of growth and I was working really hard, lockdown for me, like it was a lot of people, it was really isolating. So I couldn't have staff in the office. I couldn't be overlapping in time because I was also terrified that if I got COVID, my business would cease to exist for that amount of time. I think when you're so heavily involved in your own business, there is always that fear during a pandemic that what happens if I have to stay at home for 14 days or I get really ill. So although it was really positive from a work and a business point of view, that fear and of getting COVID and the isolation that comes along with that was quite difficult.
Sure. Are you running this on your own or are there other people involved?
not anymore, thankfully. The business did start with me packing boxes in my house, but in December we moved then to an office, and it has grown since then.
Fantastic. And what are the plans for the future?
For Carebox Collection, it is onwards and upwards, and we hope to keep developing and innovating with new products. For myself, I am launching a new business in September in a different industry. So that's the main thing on my plate at the moment. But and hopefully both of them will progress in tandem and move out from there.
You sound like you're someone who would probably get bored sitting around doing nothing. Is that fair to say?
Yes. I definitely have difficulty winding down, and that's why for me, when we talk about self-care, I have to schedule my self-care like I would a meeting, because otherwise I'll get so wrapped up in my work that I just won't stop and relax. So I definitely, boredom does not sit well with me, but I think that's a good thing. I get an awful lot done, and I'm very productive because of it. And equally, I'm more productive when I get that time to relax. The coming days after that are even better.
Thanks for listening to another episode of COVID Lives. If you enjoyed the podcast, please subscribe and leave us a review. Talk to you soon.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.